Last week, you'll remember, the gospel told us what faith could achieve. Miracles that could even restore health and give life. But this week, we are reminded of what happens when we lack faith. And what happens is nothing. When Jesus returned to his native place, those who knew him took offense. They lacked faith, and as the gospel put it, he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there. Faith can never be underestimated. The power of belief, of faith, our ability to let God amaze us, transcends anything that we might be able to imagine. Consider, for example, Oscar Pistorius. Oscar Pistorius was born in Johannesburg, South Africa, in 1986, but he was born seriously deformed. Neither of his legs had the fibula, the slender bone running along the leg below the knee to the ankle. His parents consulted with various doctors, weighing their options, and when he was 11 months old, they made the heart-wrenching decision to amputate both of Oscar's legs below the knee. Doctors said it would be less traumatic for him if he lost his legs before he had learned how to walk. At the time, no one could predict what kind of a future he would have, or if he would even have any future at all. 6 months after his surgery, he received his first set of prosthetic legs. And within weeks, he had mastered them and incredibly learned how to walk. Soon he was not only walking, but running. The child who should have been, in the eyes of the world, a cripple, became instead a champion athlete. In time, he helped develop a new kind of prosthetic leg, dubbed the cheetah. And within months, he was shattering records. Just last week, he made headlines around the world. The International Olympic Committee voted to make him the first double amputee to ever compete in the Olympics. He has defied the experts, the doubters, and his remarkable story forces us to rethink all of our own preconceptions. How many of us see people today who are disabled and consider them helpless? Or hopeless? How many of us are too often skeptical of what we don't recognize or dismissive toward people who are different? How many of us would have written off a young Oscar Pistorius as a lost cause? How many of us reject what we can't understand? Just as the people of his hometown did 2,000 years ago, how many of us today, for similar reasons, still reject Jesus? Oscar Pistorius doesn't. He describes himself as an evangelical Christian, a man of deep faith. It is a faith that has helped give him resilience and determination. He even has a tattoo on his back, quoting Paul's first letter to Corinthians, chapter 9, which says, "I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. No, I drive my body and train it, for fear that after having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." His faith is an inspiration, and it is faith that has given him legs to stand on. And while he has stood, he has also stood up to doubt, to mistrust, to anger and criticism. Some athletes have argued that his prosthetic legs have given Oscar an unfair advantage in competition, but over the years, repeated tests have failed to prove that, which led to the decision last week to allow him into the Olympics. Another runner, A competitor and a friend of his once described Oscar Pistorius's own personal piety. Before a qualifying race, as they were warming up, Oscar pulled him aside and quietly asked him to pray with him. His friend was impressed, but not surprised. Oscar, he said, was the only person he could think of who would do something like that. It didn't matter that they were in competition with each other. What mattered is that they were both children of God. And so are we all. If we think of our own lives, we all can think of problems that have been put in our way, obstacles that we've had to overcome, or handicaps we've had to address, or weaknesses that we've had to confront. In the letter to Corinthians that we heard just a few minutes ago, Paul described one of his weaknesses as a thorn in the flesh. But he realized that God's grace would sustain him through any trial, despite any weakness. My grace is sufficient, the letter says. They are words we should all remember, and not just because they are good words to live by. They are also words that will soon have special meaning for this parish. That is the very phrase that our new pastor, Bishop-elect Paul Sanchez, has chosen for his episcopal motto. It appears on his coat of arms. I think it is a statement of great humility, but also a statement of great faith, of trust in God for anything and everything, no matter what. This afternoon, as we gather around the Lord's table, that place of abundant grace, let us pray for that kind of faith. Let us never forget what God's grace has done and what it will continue to do. When we are feeling weak or helpless, God's grace is sufficient. When we are feeling rejected or despised, even by people we know and people we love, God's grace is sufficient. When we don't feel like we can stand on our own, God's grace is sufficient. And when we need help to run the race, God's grace is sufficient.